we're going to wind up our leadership training tonight. And we've been doing this now for several weeks, and we've gone over so much. I think if you think about it, because the meetings were relatively short, we may forget the magnitude of the training. I just kind of like to do a little recap of it. We started out many weeks ago about understanding and using our team bond concept, which I think is important for everybody to know and be trained about. Then we talked to people about beginning their life, but their life would only begin when they made the beginning themselves. And we talked about not being average, because average is an enemy for those who want to succeed. We talked about your fear. We talked about doing more every day and gave you a recipe for your success. And then we talked about some motivational leadership. Because this whole life in network marketing is a succession of lessons that we have to learn. We have to learn how to be very human and deal with people. We have to have a good attitude. We have to follow our leader. And we have to take leadership responsibility as we grow. The characteristics of leadership are being passionate, having purpose, leading with vision, using your heart, paying attention, and absolutely having integrity and discipline, and certainly credibility in all that you do, and then being very graceful and not antagonistic in any way. And lead with your spirit and then put it all together into a program that will work for you. And the secrets of our leadership are knowing who you are, knowing what you want, being committed to winning, being courageous to get it done, and being adamant that you get results. And then you must inspire others. That's the role of a leader. And you want to be the role model so you can. We gave you 50 ways to get yourself and to get others motivated. We talked about charging your own battery. And to please remember that it's never too late to achieve your goals. You can do it even now, no matter what. Just follow the truth, the ethics, and the integrity. We talked about the people that are in your team. They're all made up of a lot of people that are I. So there is an I in team. There's a lot of I's in team. It's very important that you coach and mentor your group. And we gave you 10 essentials for inspiring them. We talked to you about defending against distractions so you stay focused on what your goal is. We talked to you about dealing with conflict resolution, which is important in your group, and you will all face it. And a little bit tonight, we're going to talk about stepping up and a little bit about network marketing itself. But those are the things we've gone over, and you can go back over all of our trainings, and you can review it and see what leadership skills you still need to acquire for yourself, because all of us need them. But let's face it, all of us are in network marketing, aren't we? We're all in network marketing. We all have to realize what it is. I think it's important that you understand network marketing to the point where you can talk to others freely about it, because there's so much misconception in the world. Let me give you some good points about network marketing. It is virtually risk-free. It requires little, if any, startup capital. And most businesses require significant startup capital before they open their doors, but not network marketing. Network marketing is a business you can operate from your home. This is especially nice for people who have children and they want to raise them rather than have a daycare do it for them. It's great for people who want to work for themselves or on their own terms. This business is also good for people who hate to commute to boring jobs. You should know all those things when you're talking to people about our company. There is literally no limits on the amount of money you can earn in network marketing. And doctors and lawyers can only fill up for the work that they perform. Leverage is why in network marketing you can definitely earn more than anyone in any given profession. Now, isn't that amazing? If you want more income, you just work a little harder. I think it's just mind-blowing. You don't have to be beautiful. You don't have to have a college education. This is literally an equal opportunity for anyone who is willing to apply themselves. And network marketing makes it possible to have a great deal of time freedom, which is a big issue for people. With the company taking care of product development, shipping, billing, and etc., you don't have to worry about all that. All you have to do is keep pursuing prospecting while you cash in your checks. And it should be fun. There is no need to feel stressed. If you do, you're doing something wrong. You are just sharing a terrific product and an opportunity with people. It's that simple, and they are either interested or they're not. If they are, well, that's great. If they're not, it's that simple. You just move on. There's no need to live a stressed out life like most people do with their jobs. If you follow our Team Bond training system, it's possible that you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars in 1 year. You can even make $1 million in 1 year. But you must follow the training. It's an approach that works. I know because I'm living proof that it works, along with many of our other leaders who have followed the system. Success itself brings with it recognition and admiration. The network marketing industry actually gives you awards and formal adulation. Let's face it, everybody likes the attention, and it comes with the job. And as a successful networker, you will undoubtedly want to share your success globally. So you will probably travel around the world, spread the good news wherever you go, and that's just another one of the perks of what we do. Frankly, I think network marketing cannot be matched anywhere by anything. And remember, we have residual income, which is there no matter what. Like it said earlier, you know, doctors and lawyers only earn what they do. But when you build residual income, that income is there for you no matter what. And again, I'm a proof of that. Having gone through my stroke and not being able to apply myself like I always have in past years, my check grew. Now, where can that happen? I mean, I'm living proof of that. It's absolutely amazing. So let me give you, for yourself, if you follow all the trainings that we've given you and you review them again and again and again, you want to become a successful person. And successful people have things in common, and I want to talk to you about those tonight. They surround themselves with wise counsel. They surround themselves with wise advisors. And they pay attention to those people. If you want a formula to become miserable, the first rule is to think only of yourself. People who think only of themselves and what they want find it hard to be happy with anything they get. For them, gaining the cooperation of the others who are so vital to their success is almost impossible. Many of their personal relationships are frustrating and disappointing. So what you want to do is you want to get outside of yourself and not concentrate on you. Our entire network marketing business is, if you care about your people more than you care about yourself, your success will follow. So help others to feel good about themselves. People who have positive self-esteem tend to be genuinely helpful to other people. In fact, the two tendencies go together so well that it's hard to tell which produces the other. It's probably a little bit of both. Those who feel good about themselves long to help others feel good about themselves. The more they reach out to help others, the better they feel about themselves. Only the insecure, the frightened, the people with low self-esteem approach life with an attitude that says, it's every person for himself or herself, and sadly they find only more insecurity and lower self-esteem. So in this entire series, we've tried to get you to understand the importance of building your esteem and just thinking of your business and being a good leader to help others. It's very, very important. Now, there's a couple of things I wanted to go over with you, too, when you're talking to people, just to give you an idea of when you talk to people. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, is this a pyramid? And it's just absurd. And you know, what you can do is you can ask a question like this. When you were getting your formal education at school, if your teachers would have received a small percentage of your earnings for the rest of your life, do you think your education would have been better? And of course, the people have to say, of course it would be. And that's how network marketing works. Your sponsor wants to teach and train you to be as successful as you can be, because the only way your sponsor can earn money is to make you successful. And when you do that, and when you talk to people like that, the objection goes away. For them to think it's a pyramid is insane. But anyway, there's just some last pointers for our closing call on leadership training. And I ask you to go back and review everything that you've heard. The second time will be much better for you to go back and review these trainings on our recorded calls and take better notes and think very strongly about yourself and how you fit into the things that you hear and if you're doing those things. And before all that, you have to build an organization. And to build an organization, you have to go out and talk to people every day. Again, I will forever repeat this. I think every Team Bond member should go back and listen to our Business Builder training over and over and over again. And if you go through a few months and you feel like you're stagnating, then go listen to it again. Even today, I got an interesting email from Indonesia. And they said that they had not really listened to the trainings. And primarily that's because we don't have it done as well as we want to in their language, and we're having it redone now. But they said, you know, we realize that we have never really followed that pattern, and we're going to completely change how we've been doing business. And I'm so happy to hear that, because the minute they do, that person's going to go right up to gold. And I can't emphasize it enough with you. You need to listen to that. You need to do it, and then you need to teach it. If your people are not following the system so that they can have it all in common wherever they go, it's going to be a problem. A system is so important, but it has to be a system that you know works, that has proven success, and ours does. So I encourage you again to listen and listen and listen, and then teach it. There's nothing wrong with convincing your group that that's so important to them that they need to follow it. Don't be afraid to speak up about that. But anyway, I thank you so much for being with us through this series, and I think we're going to be beginning a new series soon. I just don't know exactly what to tell you about that yet, but I will announce it next week.